good afternoon to Juno. Welcome to Juno Afternoon. It's Friday, December 27th. My name is Shona Strausser. We have a great show lined up for you today. We'll hear about some fabulous things that you can do on New Year's Eve. That's right, Juno Jazz and Classics swinging in the new year. We'll talk to Linda Rosenthal and Sharon Gateman about that just shortly. We'll hear from Nancy DeTourney, as we do every week. We missed her yesterday, with Arts Up. And we will also hear Writer's Almanac, Bird Note, and then we're also going to hear some special Mudrooms show snippets today. I'm really excited about all that here and more on Juno Afternoon. But first, let's hear National Native News.
This is National Native News. I'm Sarah Gustavus, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. President Barack Obama signed several bills into law yesterday. One was the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium Land Transfer Act. The act transfers a parcel of federal land in Anchorage, Alaska, to the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. The legislation states the land will be used for health and related programs. A division of the Cherokee Nation will help manage high-tech research projects intended to keep the United States safe. KGOU's Kurt Gortney reports on the new agreement.
Cherokee Nation Research Laboratories has signed an agreement with Oklahoma State University's Multispectral Laboratories. The tribal business will provide administrative and personnel management services to support operations at the lab. The OSU lab works on projects characterized by its executive director as groundbreaking scientific and technological research across several fields of study. Much of the work focuses on research and development, along with testing of defense, homeland security, and intelligence community programs. Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Bill John Baker says the tribal-owned security, defense, logistic, and support businesses enjoy a long history of providing valuable services to federal agencies and commercial clients. Both Cherokee Nation Research Labs and OSU's Multispectral Laboratories say their work together is likely to lead to even more special missions and projects with the U.S. government. For National Native News, I'm Kurt Gortney in Oklahoma City.
Native and non-Native people in a remote area of East Central Alaska will soon have more access to primary health care thanks to a recently awarded federal grant. Fairbanks-based Tanana Chiefs Conference will use the grant to expand medical services and eligibility to all residents of the Upper Tanana region, including low-income earners. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The sprawling Upper Tanana region of East Central Alaska is one of the most underserved areas in the state in terms of primary health care. That's why Tanana Chiefs Conference is expanding medical services it offers through the Upper Tanana Health Care Center in the town of Tok, located about 200 miles southeast of Fairbanks. Tanana Chiefs Health Director Victor Joseph says the $975,000 grant will enable the center to offer more basic medical, dental, and behavioral health care to all residents of the economically depressed region on a sliding fee scale.
What this allows us to do is expand our services to the whole community, regardless of their ability to pay.
Until now, many of the area's 2,500 residents had to travel to Fairbanks or Anchorage, about 350 miles west, to get that health care. The Federal Access Point grant for the Upper Tanana facility is one of six awarded in November to communities around Alaska. For National Native News, I'm Tim Ellis in Delta Junction, Alaska.
The administrator of the Cobell settlement sent out a fraud alert this week. Information is posted on the Garden City Group website. It states that people representing themselves as associated with the settlement have contacted some beneficiaries and attempted to gain access to their bank accounts. The Garden City Group says no one associated with the Cobell settlement will contact people for their personal bank account information. A group of students at Stroud High School in Oklahoma are now studying their native language. The Oklahoman newspaper reports that an introductory SOC class started at Stroud High School this fall. It was also offered at Shawnee High School last year. The classes are supported by the Sac and Fox Nation SOC Language Department. There are few remaining fluent SOC speakers. The high school courses are part of a larger effort to revitalize the language for future generations. In the high school class, students are learning the basics of carrying on a conversation in the SOC language. Today is the birthday of Ray Mala. The Inupiaq actor was born Ray Wise in Kendall, Alaska in 1906. He appeared in more than 25 films and also worked as a cinematographer during his career in Hollywood. For National Native News, I'm Sarah Gustavus.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kawanic Broadcast Corporation, with offices in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, and the Ford Foundation. Kawanic Broadcast Corporation is accepting art for the Alaska Native Art Auction, February 20th, 2014 in Anchorage, Alaska. Over 400 business leaders and executives attend this annual event to buy art. Proceeds benefit National Native News. Learn more at knba.org. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
And welcome back to Juno Afternoon. My name is Shona Strasser. It is Friday, December 27th, and it's right around the holiday season. So we are looking at New Year's on Tuesday. In the studio with me, I'm very, very lucky to be honored with the presence of not only Linda Rosenthal, Artistic Executive Director of Juno Jazz and Classics, but also Ms. Sharon Gateman, the publicist and also on the advisory board for the Juno Jazz and Classics. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Shona. Thanks for having us here.
Yeah,
thank you.
Of course. So swing in the new year, because it's not swinging in the new year.
But we hope people will be.
Right.
Yeah, having a good time.
So swing in the new year, can you give us a rundown of actually what this event is?
Sure. This is, we're featuring live music of the Thunder Mountain Big Band,
always.
Juno's own. We're so lucky to have this big
such
band.
A pleasure.
And, you know, Ron Moss is the guiding force behind it, also one of the sponsors, the major sponsors for the evening. So the Thunder Mountain Big Band will be playing four sets that night. We start at 9 o'clock.
Wow.
And we'll, you know, take break and enjoy hors d'oeuvres and schmoozing and whatever, and then and we'll have a champagne toast at midnight, complimentary champagne for that, and there will be a huge dance floor, plenty of room for everybody to dance, but there's also, you know, we have tables and people can dance, watch the dancers, enjoy the music, and this is all happening at the Jack.
At the Jack.
Yeah. Okay, so it starts at 9 p.m., but we're offering dance lessons at 8 o'clock.
I think
Pat
that is
will,
so cool.
Yeah.
Who's doing the dance?
He said
Pat Bellick.
Pat Bellick,
a fabulous, beautiful dancer in town.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought up Pat's name, because Pat and Scarlett Adams and Rebecca Albert are three of the four incredible vocalists who will be singing along with the Thunder Mountain Big Band. So whether you're going to dance or just want to sit at one of those cool little tables and watch the performers, the Ms. Ain't Behavin' Trio is probably my favorite girl group as a veteran of the 60s, 50s, and 40s. I love their tight harmonies, their Shota, you've probably heard them sing. They're amazing.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, dance. They are amazing. And also singing with the big band is Patricia Hull.
Wow. So you have four really hot ladies.
Yeah.
Who've got some serious vocal talent sitting in with a huge band. How many people are in this band? Does that vary?
Oh, I'd have to count that.
I think it's about 18.
It's
typically, you know, big bands are anywhere from, 17 to 20. And it's a full complement.
Yeah. I mean, their sound is just so huge and so beautiful.
Yeah. They're so tight. You know, they rehearse so every week. I don't think they ever miss a week. And they're terrific. Again, it's like I said before, we're just incredibly lucky to have a big band in Juno.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah, and especially that we can party and dance with on New Year's.
I think the party part is really important, because not everybody likes to dance, but every New Year's Eve, I feel like I'm going to some kind of club in a city, you know. People come in. Now this year, they'll come at 8 o'clock if they want to kind of brush up on their ballroom dancing or maybe learn a new step or two. And then at 9 o'clock, you know, it's like going to any city where there's great music, great singing, but here it's also an opportunity to see all your great friends. It's a very cool party.
Yeah, I went a couple of years ago, and actually that brings me to my next question. How long has this been going on?
This is the fourth year.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. I knew it's been around for a bit.
It's an annual event.
Yeah, it's just so
tradition.
Much fun.
Yeah.
Well, and Linda, being publicity maven, I have to point out that this is a fundraiser, a benefit for the 28th annual Juno Jazz and Classics Music Festival. And so that's how this started. I mean, we wanted to do something fun that could also help with putting on the festival. And Linda came up with this brilliant idea with Mr. Moss.
Right. That's fabulous. And so I know that, I mean, of course, everybody knows Juno Jazz and Classics. However, there's maybe that one person new to town. They don't know what happens at the festival and what this is supporting. Linda, would you mind telling us, what is Juno Jazz and Classics? What's the festival like and what's coming up?
Well, as Sharon said, we're in our 28th year coming up in May of 2014. And Juno Jazz and Classics is indeed an annual festival that features internationally renowned jazz, blues, and classical artists over a period of 16 days. It feels like nonstop music, live music in a variety of venues all over town, and you know, some free concerts, ticketed concerts, evening concerts, and within the jazz, classical, and blues genre, there are just a ton of different varieties, you know, among those genres too that we bring. Like this year, we're bringing a group from New Orleans. We're bringing somebody from a classical pianist from Germany. Lots of New York musicians, jazz quintet, and a string quartet. And just a huge variety, I think, of music, musical styles, and performers. You know, they range in age from mid-20s to, well, living legends.
You know, and that's so interesting. I just got back from Austin, Texas, right? And I mean, music capital, it's just wonderful stuff going on there. But I'm sitting there explaining to my friends about the musical acts that come to Juno. And after I went through this, like, list of these legends that I have seen here in town, I'm like, oh, that's all Juno Jazz and Classics.
Wow. Well, and this year, of course, is no exception. I mean, one of the exciting things, and I don't know if you want to talk, okay, I just think it's great to have a benefit so that we can bring in talent like Dave Bromberg. I'm so excited about Manhattan Transfer. I can't stand it. Nikki Hill, you know, she's going to be the blues singer this year. And I got to tell you, similar to your Austin experience, I listen to a lot of music online. And one of my groups keeps bringing up Ruthie Foster. And I think I wouldn't even have known who she was had it not been for Jazz and Classics. And so I'm so excited about the lineup. You have Paul Rosenthal is going to be playing this year. Go on with some of the other talented people.
Well, our jazz artist in residence this year, who will be here for a full week, is Dominic Farinacci, who is a protege of Wynton Marsalis. So he's in his early 30s, and his career has just taken off, and largely because Wynton discovered him at a jazz camp when he was like 15 years old, invited him to come and play with him at Lincoln Center and Dizzy's Club and all those places. And so his career is just skyrocketing. And the other great thing about him, too, he's not only a fabulous trumpet player, but he's an educator, too. You know, he's coming here, and that's part of the gig. He's going into the schools. He'll give workshops. He'll play at the noon concerts at the state office building. And he'll just be, you know, he and his quartet and all the artists that are here during the week will be totally accessible to the community of Juneau. And that's so much of what Jazz and Classics is all about, accessibility.
Yeah. Love that. Yeah. I'm going to put that in the file, in my brain.
In your publicist
that.
File?
I mean, Shoni, you perform live music. You know that, like, we can listen on the finest headsets, the greatest speakers, but when you're, like, within touching distance or just feel the vibrations of the drum in the room, there's nothing like live music, and I am so grateful that I've had the opportunity to work with Linda on this for 28 years now. But I'm even more excited to be in the presence for now, not to take away anything from the festival. But I think it's really important that we hone back onto New Year's Eve and remind people that tickets are on sale online. There's one flat rate. You just go to jazzandclassics.org. Keep in mind, this is a benefit for the festival. Let's see, what else? Oh, there's going to be our annual champagne toast. There'll be light hors d'oeuvres. I mean, I always say to Linda, hope people go to dinner ahead of time. But, you know, you make it a full evening.
Well, it's an interesting thing. It's like $50, right?
Right.
That's actually a steal.
Yeah.
In any city that you could ever go to, what a steal to get a full live band, four sets, he said.
Right.
That's incredible. And three fabulous.
Well, three vocalists on
right.
the trio and
right.
then Patricia. So Rebecca, Pat, Scarlett on the trio and then Patricia. And all of them have, as you would say, great vocal chops.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a no-brainer for me, really. It's a win-win because you go, so you support this fabulous
right.
event, and it's a New Year's Eve, so you want to party and dress up and look good anyway. You have great music, and you can support a wonderful organization. I did have Manhattan Transfer. I mean, come on.
Can we put in a little
please,
plug?
Please.
Can we mention, Linda, that the tickets are remaining at their current price through January 2nd, and then they're going up by $10 on the 3rd.
Oh, through January 2nd?
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually a new development, friends. I hope people are paying attention to that.
Oh, yeah. That's been in everything. Like, we've
that's
been
great.
Saying those tickets are going up by $10. We've only got about 950, 960
yeah.
seats.
Yeah, this is going to be in the high school auditorium. So it's not, you know, most of our opening and closing acts have been in Centennial Hall, but we don't have Centennial Hall this year. So we can't squeeze people in you know, like we have
right,
been.
Right.
So it's limited seating, and like Sharon said, just these 960 seats. And tickets are actually selling quite well.
I bet.
With this little holiday special that we're offering until January 2nd.
Uh-huh. Right. And you know what? People will be able to purchase tickets that night on New Year's Eve. So that's very cool, too. So
to Manhattan Transfer.
Yeah,
right.
So they could come to the Jack. We'll remind them that they only have 24 hours before the price goes up. And, Manhattan Transfer is going to be pretty exceptional. Every year, Linda, I mean, let's just get it out there. When I think, what is she going to do to surpass this? And then you come up with, you know, another great array of blues, jazz, classical music. It's so amazing. It's a gift and you're a gift.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, honey.
So what are the I love it. It's wonderful. We should all hug.
People expect so much more from us with naturally curly hair, Sheldon.
True.
So, you
it's
know,
true.
All three of us.
What is the website that people can get all the information?
It is jazzandclassics.org.
Great. Mm-hmm. And so let's just talk about, I want to run through the details one more time just in case somebody is just tuning in for the first time about the December 31st New Year's Eve party. It's a benefit for Jazz and Classics.
Yep. So the doors are going to open at 8 o'clock where people can have the opportunity to take dance lessons with Pat Bielak. She's such an extraordinary dancer and teacher, and they're absolutely free once you're through the door. At 9 o'clock, the Thunder Mountain Big Band is going to take to their music stands and play the most incredible music all night long, four sets, a number of which will include either the Miss Ain't Behavin' Trio with Pat Bielak, Scarlett Adams, Scarlett Adam and Rebecca Albert, and then Patricia Hull will be the other vocalist. There'll be light hors d'oeuvres throughout the night, champagne toast at midnight, and an opportunity to get those tickets for Manhattan Transfer while you're there.
What a fabulous evening. Yes, excellent. And get those tickets at jazzandclasses.org or the Jack Hearthside
right.
Books,
mm-hmm.
kind of the usual places.
Right.
Yes.
Yay!
Well, great. Linda and Sharon, thank you so much.
Thank
what
you.
An incredible stuff you bring to this community. It's just so amazing.
Happy New Year,
thank
Shona.
Thank you. Happy
Shona.
New Year.
Thank you.
Summer.
and that was the Thunder Mountain Big Band, a local Juneau big band that you can check out on New Year's Eve, December 31st, at the Jack, a benefit concert for the Juneau Jazz and Classics that's coming up in May. Yeah, so check that out. It's going to be a lovely evening. We have another great guest lined up for you, but before we hear from Nancy DeCherney and Arts Up, we're going to take a little walk here with Garrison Keillor and Writer's Almanac.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 27th of December, 2013. It's the birthday of some great men of science, Louis Pasteur and Johannes Kepler. And it was on this day in 1831, Charles Darwin set sail from England on the HMS Beagle, trip that took him to the Galapagos Islands, where he came up with his theory of evolution. He had terrible seasickness, so as soon as they reached South America, he spent a lot of time on land, traveling through unexplored regions, amazed at the variety of shapes and colors and the plants and the animals that he found. He wrote in his diary, "It creates a feeling of wonder that so much beauty should be apparently created for such little purpose." Came back to England in the fall of 1836, never traveled beyond Great Britain again, spent years thinking about what he had seen on his voyage, eventually developed the theory of evolution in the mid-1840s. It's the birthday of Louis Pasteur, the man who proved that disease is caused by germs, born in France, 1822. He was the first to grow cultures of bacteria and study their effects on nature. He showed that milk and wine could be preserved for a longer period simply by heating them just enough to kill off the microbes, and he developed the first vaccines for anthrax, cholera, and rabies. Johannes Kepler, born in Wilderstadt in Württemberg, Germany, 1571, set out to prove Copernicus's theory that the planets revolve around the sun and not around the earth. Did that and came up with three laws of planetary motion and became the father of modern optics. He had poor vision himself. He explained the mechanics of vision and developed lenses to correct nearsightedness and farsightedness, and explained how the eyes work together to produce depth perception. And it was on this date, 1932, that Radio City Music Hall opened, Rockefeller Center in New York. Art Deco Theater set out to offer lavish entertainment at reasonable prices. The stage was equipped to produce fountains and rain showers and even fog. One New York critic wrote, "It has been said of the new music hall that it needs no performers." They still put on the Christmas spectacular there every year at this time, with the precision dancing of the Radio City Rockettes. Here's a poem for today by John Updike, "The Rockettes." "Now when those girls, all 36, go to make their silky line, they do it slow, so slow, and with a smile. They know we love it, we the audience. Our breaths suck in with a gasp you hear as their legs in casual unison wave this way, then, and that, and their top hats tilt in one direction, and their sharp feet twinkle like a starry row as the pace picks up and the lazy legs. 36, 36, what a sex to be limber and white and slender and fat all at once, that seemed so calm, go higher, higher, in the wonderful kicks like the teeth of a beast we have dreamed and are dreaming, like the feathers all velvet together of a violent contracting that pulls us in and lets us go, that pulls us in and lets us go. They smile because they know, we know, they know, we know." The Rockettes, a poem by John Updike from his collected poems published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
And welcome back to Juno Afternoon. My name is Shona Strasser. It's Friday, December 27th. And we're just a few short days away from ringing in the brand new year of 2014. Nancy DeCherney will be with us soon here on Juno Afternoon. But before she comes in, I also wanted to share with you something that's really cool in this community. If you haven't checked it out, you should definitely check it out. Once a month in the fall and winter and spring, there's a great group of people, an organization now, a nonprofit, I do believe, and they're called Mudrooms. And basically, these Mudrooms is exactly, exactly what you think, the place where you take off your extra tufts. But that it's also this idea of this is where stories are told. And Mudrooms has a once a month, all local 7-minute stories, all local storytellers. And basically everybody gets together and we listen to local performers. And it's just a really great evening of storytelling. And, everybody that you could ever think of in Juno telling some fabulous stories. And so that's Mudrooms. Check that out. And there's a great collaboration between KTOO and Mudrooms, and that we will show this, or we will actually present Mudrooms in its entirety the whole evening from an early December show. We'll present this on Monday night. And we just wanted to give you a few pieces so you can just hear what it's like, because Mudrooms is a very special thing. And every month they have a theme. Sometimes it's spontaneity, or it's a gift, or there's just a little theme that everybody can, run with. So they have a little cohesiveness, but not really sometimes too. But this past December, the theme was actually awkward, one of my favorite themes. I do very well with that theme. And we wanted to share with you just two of the Mudroom stories that came out this early December. And you can hear the Mudroom show in its entirety this Monday at 7 p.m. But we'll start with Bill Leidy's piece, his story, with the theme awkward. And this is from Mudroom's early December.
Our next speaker is Bill Leidy. Bill grew up in Waterloo, Iowa, where he was a science fair nerd, making it to the National Science Fair in 1961. Bill's wife, Nancy, complains he's still an 11th grader, still doing science fair projects. With his electrical engineering degree from Stanford, Bill returned to Iowa for his first job with Collins Radio Company, including 15 months as a field service engineer in Thailand and Vietnam in 68 and 69. Bill returned to Stanford for an MBA and moved to Juneau in June of 71 for a job as a budget analyst in Alaska Department of Administration. The next 4 months, Bill spent with the Juneau Model Cities Program, working for CBJ. Bill's boss told him, "You don't belong in government work. Why don't you buy the outdoor restaurant Fred Overstreet and I started last summer? You can make a go of it." Bill and Nancy sold the Gold Creek Salmon Bake in 1990 and then founded Alaska Applied Sciences, Inc., their present company. Bill now spends most of his time working pro bono for a small charitable family foundation founded by his father, presenting research papers on how humanity can and should run the world on renewable energy. 2 years ago, a few days after Christmas, Bill started feeling old. "I'm too young to be old," he said. He's been swimming regularly at Augustus Brown Pool ever since. He says it saved his life. Please welcome to the stage.
I arrived in Juneau on my birthday, June 18th, 1971, on the Taku at the old downtown ferry terminal. In the hold on the car deck was my shiny red 69 VW Squareback with a sunroof, a babe magnet that had not yet proved, itself. Four of us had been hired with these fresh MBA degrees out of Stanford to work as budget analysts, Department of Administration, Budget Management Office. Bill Egan, Governor, Joe Henry, Commissioner of Administration, Mark Charney was the Director of Budget and Management, and Gene Smith was his deputy. So four new guys there. I was fired in December. That was awkward because I was living on a houseboat. I wasn't about to nothing for rent in 71. Wasn't about to buy a house for $40,000, so I bought this houseboat from a couple on Lake Washington and drove it up, not sailed it, drove it up. Had it parked down at Aurora Basin. $13,000 I paid for that. Another babe magnet, I hoped. So this was awkward, having no job and a boat that was in the process of freezing up in December down in Aurora Basin. But Karen Rosenberger, who was the secretary there, said, go down and see Doug Terrell, my gentleman at the moment. I think he's looking for somebody, and maybe he'll give you a job. So in January, I started as the evaluation specialist at the Juno Model Cities program, part of CBJ. In about April, Tom Perkins, not the one we know as the singer, but a different Tom Perkins, said, Bill, you don't belong in government work. Why don't you buy that little outdoor restaurant that Fred Overstreet and I started last year? You can make a go of it. I said, what? I'm less than a year out of Stanford Business School, and you want me to buy an outdoor restaurant for $800? So I talked him down to $750 and bought it. So I hired a guy, Hank Eklund, Pete Eklund's brother Hank, for $1,000 to work for me that summer. And it quickly became apparent that people were not going to come up there from downtown on their own. I had to buy a bus. So I bought a bus for $1,000 from Eric Lindegaard out at Auk Bay Garage, who used one that was beyond its prime. And that was my transportation. I made a couple of signs with a router and some cheap 1x12 pine salmon bake special, and I'd go down to the cruise ships. Now, there were three cruise ships then. The Princess Pat, the Princess George, and the West Star coming to town. They had about 125 passengers each. That was the cruise ship industry at that time. So I'd go down there and hand out my brochures when they came to town, hoping that when I came back at 6 o'clock with the bus, somebody would get on, I'd take them up there. And Hank, my only employee, would be ready for them. That didn't work very well. But one day, the cruise director from the West Star, Tony Scherer, came out, and his wife, Dodie, was the entertainment director on the ship, and said, hey, this looks interesting. We're looking for things for people to do. There's nothing to do in town other than the glacier tour. So can we come out and check you out? And I said, well, sure, be my guest. So they came out, and they really liked the place. It was a sunny night. And they said, well, we're vegetarians, but we'd break our vows once a week if you'd invite us to come out and be your guest for dinner, and we'll bring some people from the ship with us. I said, great, let's do it. So every week I'd go down there, and Tony and Dodie would get on, and 15, 20 people from the ship. That was a big deal for us. So at the end of the season, it's late August, and it's getting rainy and miserable and cold, and I said, folks, summer's over. Next cruise is going to be our last time that we serve you. It's been wonderful. And they said, yeah, that's a great idea. We understand. We're going to be in town one more cruise after that. So why don't you come be our guests on board and bring your wife or girlfriend, and we'll have a social time of it and celebrate the end of the season. I said, great. Good idea. This is awkward. I had no wife, no girlfriend. So I was desperate for a date, which is in itself a very awkward thing. So this is next Tuesday. So the days are clicking by and no date, and I don't know what to do about it. I've been working all summer. I don't have any friends, no lady friends. So I'm out at Bob Jacobs' house right across from Glacier Valley School at 7 o'clock, one miserable, rainy, late August night. And the parking lot's filling up. I said, what's going on? And Bonnie was a substitute teacher. She said, it's PTA meeting. So a couple of bells went off. I said, well, maybe, just maybe, there'll be a cute, single, young teacher not wearing a ring over there. And if that fails, at least I'll get free punch and cookies. So I was out of there over to the PTA meeting. And so I look around the room. And of course, nobody bothers me, minds me. There's only one person who fits that description. And she's busy talking to a parent. And so I joined the line. I was the only other person there waiting my chance. And she has a name tag on, Nancy Waterman. And I lost my nerve. It would be awkward to talk with her. So I said, I'll go home and look her up in the phone book and give her a call. It wasn't in the phone book. I'll call the district and get her number. They said, we did not give out that information. So the only thing I could do was write her a note and take it out to Glacier Valley School and slip it under the door. And so I wrote this note that said, please let me spirit you away in my red chariot for dinner on the West Star. on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. I don't know your phone. Please call me. I put my phone number on there, so I take it out to Glacier Valley School. I'm going down the hall, and the janitor catches me. May I help you? It's Harold Fossum. And he said, well, we'll put it right on her desk. So he opens the door. I put this note on her desk. And then I go home and wait by the phone. I was there promptly at 3 o'clock the next day waiting for the phone to ring. Did it ring? Yeah. She called. So we had this lovely conversation. She has a very nice voice. She agreed to go with me to the West Star. I pick her up in my red chariot, the 69 VW Squareback, where she's living at Rocio Zemke's place on 7th Street with other unmarried women. We get down to the cruise ship. Tony's up there on the gangplank, welcomes us on board. We go up, just the four of us, at their lovely white table. And about the dessert round, they say, well, how long have you two known each other? About 2 hours. So we dated for a few weeks or months, and then I went away for the winter to Hawaii on some sort of foolish adventure and came back in the spring, and she took me back, and we've been together ever since.
And welcome back to Juno Afternoon. That was Mudrooms, and that Mudrooms, that wonderful local storytelling event that happens once a month in the fall, winter, and spring. Check it out. On Monday night, we will play the full Mudrooms in its entirety. Monday night at 7 p.m., you can hear that on the radio. And the theme is Awkward, my favorite. And not speaking of awkward, I was going to say speaking, but that doesn't really work.
I'm feeling awkward now.
The topic is elegance, and Nancy Journey is here. Hi, Nancy.
Well, okay, try to backpedal.
with arts up. Hi.
Hey. So, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And now we're getting ready for Happy New Year. This is definitely it's an endurance contest, okay? So it's still winter break, and it's going to be like that through January 5th. It's a long one, folks. But we have hit the jackpot going on over there, and there is a steady stream of grandparents and grandchildren and moms and dads. But again, you know, a lot of people in Juneau suffer from what I consider to be sort of it's arts. They like just put it off.
Last minute itis.
Yeah, yeah. And so you're going to find out that on Monday at 3 we're taking it down. And so if you come at 3 o'clock, we'll use you to help us with that. But
we'll
if
give
you,
you
haven't
a different
been to
kind
play
of
miniature golf this year, you should come. It's really turned out really, really well this year. Much, I don't know, it just is very fun.
So can you tell us a little bit about the holes?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's all movies.
Yeah.
So, and some of them, there's a very new movie called Blackfish, which Rachel Usler designed and is a pretty remarkable hole. We have Big Lebowski. You have to sit in an armchair to get going.
Yes. Yes.
And there's some bowling things. And that was helped by the Taku Lanes, helped us with that. Cycle Alaska has E.T. On a little bicycle.
Oh, yeah. Season.
There's Amelie. I don't know if you remember, several years ago we had an Eiffel Tower. Well,
yeah.
The Eiffel Tower has been repurposed and is back in the Amelie Hole, which is a delightful French film if you've not seen that.
So good.
And Despicable Me, there's a whole passel of minions out there. You got to golf around the minions. And I haven't seen that movie yet, but I think I must. The Sound of Music is there, but you have to be careful because they have a Sand Von Trapp.
No way. I love that.
Yeah. Let's see. There's a Wizard of Oz with a whole bunch of flying monkeys. There's Alice in Wonderland playing. She's playing croquet, but sort of like golf. She's out of balloons. There is Batman.
Yes.
Yes, it's very cool. It lights up. It flashes. It's very fun. So, yeah. And we are going to have everybody gets a vote on their favorite hole, so which one you liked the best. And the artists, every year the artists get a prize, the one that's been selected by the people. The artists will win a prize. And this year, because it's movies, we're going to have Academy Awards night. That will be Saturday night. Yes, we're encouraging you to come dressed as a movie star or
maybe
a costume contest of some sort. And we'll it's 21 and over. It's a little, there'll be beer and wine and gin and teas.
Really? Oh my God. I'm like, wait a second. Well, it's interesting because my friend Val, who runs the Brown Boots costume company, she's like, hey, you
Academy
can come
Awards.
Get Academy Awards, come get some evening gown wear.
Yeah, minks, furs. She's got a whole box of furs there. She's got all these glittery items that you can, and you don't have to buy them. You can rent them or whatever you want to do. So that's fun. And then on Sunday, from 3 to 4:30, it's Superhero Day. So you can wear your Spider-Man pajamas and come as your favorite superhero. There will be face painting. I think Val is going to do the face painting, and we'll have hot chocolate and all that sort of stuff, and a prize for costumes.
So, Nancy, you said that individual artists actually make these holes.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work?
Well, we have the amazing and wonderful Ben Carrillo has built a whole lot of bases. Every year he comes up with a new one. We're going to have to, we've got more holes than, I mean, we've got a lot of holes now. We have 10 holes. this one was actually supposed to go to 11, and that, but somebody didn't show. So we have a lot of the holes built, the wooden parts of it, and all somebody needs to do is do the decorations for it. So, for example, the Big Lebowski one, that's one of Bing's platforms, so we just put the lounge chair on it and got the bowling stuff. So that's every year people come and they do it, and they say, I want to do a hole next year. So I take their names and numbers, and that's how you get involved. And we'd love to have more people, the merrier. It's lots of fun. We haven't chosen the theme for next year yet, so if you have an idea for that, let me know.
And it's a fundraiser. Yes.
It is a fundraiser. We started it 6 years ago to help raise funds to support the building. So it is a fundraiser for the Juno Arts and Culture Center.
So come on
down.
Yeah, hit the jackpot.
Get it?
Yeah. Well, speaking of hit the jackpot, Jeff Brown pulled this amazing song, or actually an entire golf album.
Who knew?
Oh, well. A song for every occasion. And I think we're going to have to just play one real quick. It's a golf song, and it's also by Harvey Sid Fisher, which Harvey Sid Fisher does all the, you know, he sings about the astrological signs. Did you? Yeah. It's brilliant. You got to YouTube it.
I didn't realize golf was an astrological sign, but that's an idea for next year. Constellations. What a great idea.
Done.
Done.
Okay, let's hear a little Harvey Sid Fisher here.
I draw a picture in my mind. It fills a point in space. The goal rides high on passion, and magical things happen in that place. Of those who play them understand, it's so much more than just the score. How great are the Creator, where there was nothing there before.
And if you love the game of golf, too, you can hit the jackpot. It's your last chance of Sunday, right?
Well, Monday up until 3, and then at 3 o'clock, we'd love to have you come and help us move it into the new container that we got out there on the parking lot.
Oh, sweet.
Yes. And it'll go away for the whole year. Okay, but let's move past all that. The Midwinter Vocal Festival is happening. Have you been chatting with those folks?
Not at all.
People?
Well,
okay. It starts on Friday and it runs through the week, and I believe it concludes with a performance of some sort. We got Dan Hobson doing the classical live guitar. Tonight, a new dance, a themed dance event is going to start happening on a monthly basis, and it starts tonight from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. It is Swing and Sway, a themed dance event, Dirty Dancing with DJ White Chocolate. This is being presented by AK Mohawk Entertainment, and it's at Zen.
Wow. What? What do you mean, like Dirty Dancing, like from the movie?
Yeah, and it says dress attire is themed and strictly enforced. So you need to come dressed for whatever the theme is, and we'll, this one's Dirty Dancing. So.
Basically, it's like no extra tops is what they're saying.
Well,
strictly
they're harder
enforced.
To dance in anyway, unless you got the high heel version.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, so this is exciting. It's a lot of really fun dance things happen in Juneau. On Saturday, let's see, there's the Alaska String Band is performing at the Island Pub in Douglas, and they're just getting ready to go off on a big whirlwind tour of Australia and New Zealand. So this is like give them a little boost before they go. It's from 7:30 to 10:30 over at the Island Pub, and I think they're doing a mixture of Christmas and other kinds of songs. So go there. And as I mentioned, at 8 p.m. At Hit the Jackpot, we'll be having red carpets on the green, the Academy Awards at Hit the Jackpot. So come on down. It's just $5. Come as your favorite movie star. Get a prize. Give a prize. It'll be fun.
Was that a little tavern on the green play on words?
Well, sort of.
I love that. Y'all are so clever at the Jack.
Well, yeah. Anyway. They don't have Tavern on the Green anymore, so too bad. Let's see. Sunday morning, we're going to open the Hit the Jackpot up probably around 10 in the morning, just for one reason and another. And at noon, it's the free swim at the Diamond Park Aquatic Center.
Free.
Free swim. That's fun. And let's see, the Midwinter Vocals Festival goes on from 3 to 4. There's yoga for kids over at the Douglas Library, and that's free. Also from 3 to 4:30, it's the Superhero Party at the Jack. And at 6:45, Music on the Fly, the cello ensemble, cello choir, will be performing in the baggage claim from 6:45 to 7:45. So if you're landing on 67 or 66, I think it is, you'll hear them.
Cool.
Yeah. On Monday, we have continuing the Midwinter Vocal Festival. If you have information or you want to get involved in this, they have workshops going on, all different kinds of workshops. So if you're just like not sure, you sing in the shower a lot and you kind of like singing, but not sure about that, they have workshops for you.
Oh, I should go.
And you can call them. And it's 586 ARIA is the phone number for the Lyric Opera. And get signed up and participate in all of that. Tuesday is New Year's Eve.
Woo, woo, woo.
Woohoo. There's many things going on. 7:30 to 11 p.m., it's the New Year's Eve Barn Dance at St. Anne's Parish Hall. 8 to 12 in the midnight or whenever, a party on, you know. Swing in the New Year with the Juno Jazz and Classics. That's at the Jack. There are still some tickets available. You can probably get one at the door if you need to, but it's a good idea to get them ahead of time. You can buy tables and stuff like that. 9 p.m., it's the third annual New Year's Eve block party on the wharf.
Too fun.
And this has multiple bands. I don't remember who all's being there. Do you remember?
Yeah, there's DJ Astronomar, Deering and Down, of course, favorites. There's, what's that guy, Taco Todd? He does really music that I love, like just great music. There's three different venues. There's pizza all night long, and this is a benefit for KXLL.
And it's $5, that's all.
$5. And there's a champagne toast at midnight. There's pizza being served that you can purchase all
night.
And music.
And at 10 p.m., you can go on over and Rumblefish is at the Alaskan.
That's
so
right.
There's plenty of things to be doing out there on New Year's Eve, most of all. Drive carefully and all that sort of stuff. New Year's Day is Wednesday at 1 p.m. It is the 22nd annual Polar Bear Dip out at Auk Rack.
Do you go?
No, I do not.
I do.
You do?
I do, and it's lovely.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well,
I didn't go last year. I was out of town, but this year, I'm there.
You're there?
Yeah.
Well, it's refreshing.
To say the least.
It's a very good way to start the year with your heart beating.
Out of your body.
Yes. So it's a wonderful, still got lots of folks in town for the holidays and all that sort of stuff. So you can always come to our website and look and see what else is going on, because things get added when I'm not paying attention sometimes. So let's see, what else do we need to talk about?
Well, I did have a question that maybe has nothing to do with arts, but it could. I actually, do you make resolutions?
Yes.
Do you make arts resolutions?
Sometimes. Sometimes. yes. Did you make one?
I have a few. Okay. Some of them are personal, and some of them are, you know, personal arts things I want to do. Mm-hmm. Some of them are things I want to, like, work on at the theater or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah. What are some of yours?
Well,
can you share or no?
Share
yeah,
things.
I know. It's one of those things, you put it out in the universe.
Well, if you put it out there on the air, then somebody's going to say, how you doing on it? And about, you know, March 3rd, you're going to have to say, sorry. I blew it.
I blew that one. Thank God I have 100.
Yes.
I can get successful.
No, it's good to have these sorts of, you know, ideas, and then you have something to work towards. You must have a goal.
Right.
That's the deal.
Right.
So let's see. I don't have any other particular things about that.
Well, the other thing I wanted to just kind of talk about with you, Nancy, is that we, you know, it's the new year coming up. And as we look back on previous, you know, we had a full year of amazing, amazing arts events. And I was wondering, because, you know, I read the paper because I like the paper. I want to support our local newspaper.
Good articles this year.
Good articles this week. And we, you know, they saw the top five. Nancy Ducherney, if you had to pick, say, five, what would...
Oh, my gosh.
I know. A person who sees all the arts in Juneau.
Yeah, well,
what
I don't
a
get
question.
To see them, but I get to hear... I don't know. That's a very tough question. This town continues to amaze me with all of the stuff that pops up. Highlights have been all over the board for me. And I'm excited about the stuff that Theater and the Rough did this year. I've seen some stuff at Perseverance. It was a symphony. Symphony had great performances this year. Jazz and Classics was fabulous. All the stuff out on the lawn was wonderful. I mean, people are incredibly creative. The mudrooms thing, I think, is turning, and all the poetry that's going on. It's just amazing what all happens here. This new dance, there seems to be just a renaissance of dance going on. Juneau's a pretty remarkable place, and we have, actually, the Arts Council is being used as a master's thesis for somebody, and she was, I guess, thought she was writing about what goes on here, and she wrote back and said, the last message I got from her is, everybody wants to move to Juneau, because it's so exciting and so many wonderful things going on here. It's just...
It's a good thing that we have really bad weather to keep our population down.
Yeah.
Because it's true. We have just some of the best arts events that a girl could ask for.
And I think part of it is that people here are willing to let other people try stuff. If you have an idea that's nutty as can be, you can still do it. And somebody will come up behind you and say, that's a pretty good idea.
Let's... And people will even give you money for it. I mean, maybe not a lot, but, you know.
But they'll encourage you. So I think that one of our resolutions maybe for Juneau should just be to carry that forward. You know, we're working on getting the Willoughby Arts complex built and all that sort of stuff. We've got the SLAM coming in. We've got the Alaska,
right.
The Sobolov building coming in. So there's a lot of exciting new changes that I think is going to really build our community up.
Yeah.
Let's work on that.
Yeah. And so, Nancy, with that, I just wanted to say thank you for all that you do for the arts.
And you, Shona.
Encourage all of our listeners to think about just the arts that you've seen in our community over the last year and to be looking forward to the new year and all the arts that you can attend.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming, Nancy.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I won't see you with the polar bear dip.
I won't. And thank you for tuning in to Juneau Afternoon. It's Friday, December 27th. My name is Shona Strasser, and this is KTOO Juneau. We rebroadcast on translators K276 AF in the Mendenhall Valley and Auk Bay, K269 AO in Lemon and Schweitzer Creek, K201 AM in Gustavus, K220 BT in Hoonah, and K210 AS in Excursion Inlet and Icy Strait. In Juneau, KTOO is on GCI Cable on digital channel 871. We're also online at ktoo.org. Support for national programming on KTOO comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you. Thanks for tuning in.
We are extremely disappointed with this decision, which misinterprets the relevant statutes.
A fed-